Good morning.
And now,
Goosebumps, bro.
The starting lineup, the Plan B Morning Show.
After watching that, the documentary, before we get to our topic, pretty spot on.
Oh, that guy? The guy that does it?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you. God, it gives me goosebumps when that guy came on. I think that's how they started the documentary, right? When the credits started coming on? It was the Bulls theme song.
It was near the beginning.
That guy comes on and they,
from North Carolina.
Everyone else is kind of like, it's Dennis Rodman, Big Whoop. Here's Scottie Pippen. And now. All the rest of the players are like, screw you, man. It's ridiculous.
Come on, he's taking all the glory. Dude, anyway. The whole stadium's black and they got the spotlights going. Ah!
Bananas.
You kids have no idea nowadays. You have no idea.
LeBron's a punk bitch. We'll save that for sports tomorrow. Anyways, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor, still serving you. You're tired of cooking, all right? You've been eating all these crappy meals at home. Treat yourself. Go to Joey C's. They got pizza, pasta, subs, a lot of great new menu items. Ooh, one of their subs sounds good right now. Whew, I think I might do that for lunch. Anyway, go see them. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you?
Come on.
Your topic for today, what takes up most of your day now? There's different aspects to our day. Some of us working from home, some of us that aren't working right now. And so there's different things maybe that take up your day more than they used to. I honestly, maybe mine's kind of basic and boring, but work takes up most of my day now. And what I mean by that is I had such a schedule at the studio and everything has changed. Everything, like right now, I'm downloading audio that would usually take me about 45 seconds to a minute that now takes about 10 minutes just because of what I have to download, and it's not
tedious.
The same. It is. And what takes up most of my day now is work, as opposed to before when I could shuffle things around because I was able to handle different things. I could do this chunk and then take care of this. So maybe that will annoy some people saying that, but work takes up most of my day now.
It might annoy some people, but some people might be jealous. Some people like work. Some people enjoy that routine. I think a lot of people are starting to realize that. Like, oh, man, you know those days that I hated being at work? You know, now you've been at home for so long, you're like, oh, yeah, okay, now I get it. Now I know why I'm still sane, you know. I guess for me, man, I feel like the same way. I feel like my answers have been boring for the past month because I ain't doing nothing, man. Dude, I'm serious. That's my answer for, like, every single topic that we've done.
That's your third day in a row. Third day in a row you've had fishing.
Fishing. Because I can't do anything else. I really can't.
Maybe I'll annoy people, like I said, with this, is that now work has taken up more of my fishing time. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, that sucks.
I don't like it.
Well, I guess I work a little bit during the day, but when I get off, man, there's not much else going on. Mm-hmm. There really is. Either I'm looking at the grill like, man, should I cook another piece of meat? I'm pretty red meat out by now. But then it's like, no, I don't cook, so then I go fishing, and that's basically it, man.
Must be nice. Maybe a drink or two. Yeah.
Shut up.
Must be so nice. God, you son of a bitch. Everyone boo this man. Boo.
Why? That's what everybody else is doing. What are you guys doing?
I haven't seen anybody fish. Must be nice, Hunter. Everyone else is working away. You're just out lollygagging around.
Somebody's got to do it.
Back me up, guys. Come on. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Comment on Facebook. Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What takes up most of your day now? We'll have more when we come back. If Hunter's not too busy fishing.
I think I'm going to go. I'm going fishing.
Brock.
Hey, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Hey.
Oh, we're here. Hey, ho, hey, ho, hey, hey, ho. Anyway, it's your Joey C's Pizza top. It's a habba-shabba-do. This is just getting better and better, for God.
For the love of God, man.
Oh, God.
It says welcome to Snakes Bend.
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What takes up most of your day? Everything's different. People are doing different things. Let's see.
Poking the bear.
Matt says, yeah, poking the bear. Matt says, work, drink, sleep, etc. Nicholas said, your mom. Come on, no. Damn it, Nicholas. That's pretty funny.
She's keeping her busy, I guess.
That's keeping her busy. There you go. She needs something to do. Jim said something that I think is on point for a lot of people. Eating. Have you noticed your eating changing, Hunter?
Most significantly in the morning. Like, going to the studio for some, obviously, I don't have a kitchen. I mean, I guess we do have a kitchen, but I don't have time to go and make a breakfast sandwich. But not, nor do I eat, but I have a wife, and she's working from home now, too. So last night, I went and got a bunch of food and fed the wife because I felt bad because she's been making me breakfast, like, every morning. And, yeah, I've been eating more, Brock, for sure. I think we all have been eating more. I think we all stocked up. Some people dropped, like, a grand on food, and they're almost through it. It's just inevitable, man. You can't get away from the kitchen, and just don't feel bad. Just still go to the beach, please. If we have a beach, for God's sakes, I don't even know what's going on.
Just stay home and beaches. Eat. Just stay home and eat. It's fine. I actually saw this meme. It was pretty funny. It was a picture that someone posted. They inside the refrigerator, they put a sign up that said, "You're not hungry. You're just bored. Close the fridge." I might need to do that.
Have you been smashing?
It has been. It's been kind of out of like, I'll take care of something and I'll go to the fridge. And then I'm like, no, I'm not in there. I'll go do something else and I'll come back to the fridge. It's like I keep coming back thinking that there's going to be something else in there that I can eat when there's not anything else new that I've made. So, you know, it's just snacking.
It's a lot of the same stuff, too. It's like there's always something I want, even if I just get back from the store. They're like, oh, yeah, I like this. And I go and I don't have it. I'm like, dude. I have everything I could possibly think of but the thing I want. It's just miserable over here, man.
Oh, God. Well, keep eating. Keep ballooning up. We're all going to need to hit the gym pretty hard when we're all done. Let's see. Larry said sleep. I there's probably people that are sleeping more, taking more midday siestas, little naps. Yeah. I could see that happening. I think my naps have changed a little bit.
I was going to say, are you still napping?
I still am trying to. It's different. I'm napping later, which is kind of messing with it. Usually I can nap. Like, I'd finish the show, take a nap, then come back and finish the rest of my day. Now it's like get everything done. Then if I have time, take a nap. So it's affected. I wouldn't say it's taken up more of my day by any means, but I still got to get those naps in.
The quarantine has made me go to bed earlier and cut out the nap. I don't know why. It's weird. I'm just not tired usually when I would take a nap if I went to the studio for some reason.
It's easy to nap after you finish eating. That's what it is. So eating napping more.
I'll tell you what it is. I know exactly what it is. It's because the studio is now my basement. This is usually where I take a nap. So when it comes around, I've already been here for like 8 hours. I'm just like, dude, I need to get out of the basement. So I think that's why.
Let's see here. Brian Reed said, not the show. You know what, Brian? Don't you start with me this morning. Don't you dare. Jason said chillaxin. I have not seen chillaxin.
Chillax.
In a long time.
What up, AOL? ASL, age, sex, location. What up? You just chillaxin?
Just chillaxin. It's 2002, and we're just chillaxing. Mm-hmm. That's all we're doing. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a quick break. Comment on Facebook, your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What takes up most of your day now? We'll have more when we come back. Stick around.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 7:58, Brock Hunter.
Here we go. What's up?
Your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What takes up most of your day now? We're all doing different things. Our schedules are all over the place. Josh had a good one.
For some of you dudes out there, you're lying. I know what you're doing.
I am surprised. Not a single whack in it that was on the comments here. No guy wanted to admit to it, but let's be honest here.
Because his wife's on the Facebook, too. Yeah. That's why.
No, honey. I haven't been. No.
I've been working.
BS. Your arm's huge. Josh had a great one. He said, I'm monitoring the interaction between squirrels within my neighborhood. I'm pretty sure they are planning some sort of offensive against the Blue Jays. Nothing definite, but have been hearing a lot of chatter through the squirrel network.
That's weird, man. I've noticed that, too.
It's so stupid. There's a squirrel uprising that I've been keeping a close eye on.
I think they're a lot smarter than what we originally thought. We all have just been working and not really paying attention to the real problem in the world now.
See that squirrel right there? That squirrel's the ringleader. I can tell. He's the brains of the operation. Then there's that big squirrel. That squirrel's the muscle.
Just looks like a murderer. His name's Debo.
A squirrel named Debo. Watch out for him. Let's see. Whitney said books, doing a lot more reading. Alicia said electronics in some form, games, TV, Facebook, etc. I actually did notice that, too, and I try and watch that, like how much time I spend on the phone, because if you don't watch it, it gets away from you. Next thing you know, you're spending all your time on there. But with what we have going on right now, it does. It makes sense. A lot of us are working from our phones. We're doing everything like that. On my iPhone, the new one that I got, it shows you, like, I'll get a weekly update, and my screen time has gone up significantly.
Oh, boy.
Like, it shows you percentage, and I think last week it was up, like, 21%, which is a lot.
Yeah. You know, on some, like, boring days when the weather's not really that nice and you're kind of stuck inside, I've noticed going from the basement from one piece of technology and then just go sit upstairs on the couch and then get on my phone. I'm like, what? Why wouldn't I just stay downstairs? What am I doing differently? Just because I'm in a different spot of the house, I feel better about myself. Oh, I moved today. I did something.
This is great. But of course, for you got to go past your kitchen to get there. So you probably go from the basement, stop at the fridge, and then go to the couch.
Dude, we're going to get back to the studio, and I'm going to be just a potato. You're just going to have a potato of a co. I love potatoes.
You're just going to be a pasty white blob. That's all you're going to be.
It's just going to look at each other like, man, I hope that never happens again.
What the hell happened to us, man? This is terrible. Oh, my God. All right. We're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B morning show. I got to go take care of something quick. There's something else that's been taking care of all my time.
Yeah, make sure you turn your mic down. That's- Rock